Paul writes postcards to his family.
保罗写明信片给他的家人.
He describes where he is and how the weather is.
他在旅行中描述自己在哪里和天气如何.
Dear Dad and Mom.
亲爱的爸爸和妈妈.
I am in Paris.
我在巴黎.
Paris is beautiful.
巴黎很美.
The sun is shining.
阳光灿烂.
We eat a lot of good food.
我们吃了很多美食.
I miss you.
我想念你.
Hope you are well.
希望你们一切都好.
Best wishes, Paul.
祝福,保罗.
Today I saw the Eiffel Tower.
今天我见了埃菲尔铁塔.
It is tall.
它很高.
I also saw the Louvre.
我也看到了卢浮宫.
The museum is very big.
博物馆非常大.
The trip is fun.
这次旅行很有趣.
I buy souvenirs.
我买了纪念品.
The weather is cool.
天气凉爽.
This is my first time in Paris.
这是我第一次去巴黎.
Paul.
保罗.
The Weather Frog Adventure.
天气青蛙的冒险.
A curious frog named Fridolin wants to learn about different types of weather.
一只名叫弗里多林的好奇青蛙想要了解不同的天气类型.
In his story, you learn how he finds rain, sun, and wind and understands simple weather forecasts.
在他的故事中, 你会知道他如何发现月阳光和风,并理解简单的天气预报.
One day, Fridolin is by the pond.
一天, 弗里多林在池塘旁边.
He hears the sound of thunder.
他听到打雷的声音.
Then it starts to rain.
然后开始下雨.
Fridolin jumps on the water.
弗里多林在水面上跳.
He is happy.
他很快乐.
The next day, the sun is shining.
第二天, 太阳在闪耀.
Fridolin enjoys the sun.
弗里多林晒太阳.
He feels warm.
他觉得温暖.
The wind starts to blow.
风开始吹.
Fridolin watches the leaves move.
弗里多林看着树叶飘动.
He understands wind is invisible.
他明白风是看不见的.
But it can be felt.
但它可以被感觉到.
Fridolin often predicts the weather.
弗里多林常常预测天气.
He loves the weather.
他爱天气.
The weather makes him happy.
天气让他开心.
Fridolin finds the weather is different every day.
弗里多林发现每天天气不同.
Anna travels by train through Europe and experiences adventures in various countries.
安娜乘火车穿越欧洲, 体验了各个国家的冒险.
This story introduces different transport methods and describes their features and benefits.
这篇故事介绍了不同的交通工具, 并描述了它们的特点和优点.
Anna's first stop is France.
安娜的第一站是法国.
She sits on the train and enjoys the scenery.
她坐在火车上欣赏风景.
She eats lots of cheese in France.
她在法国吃了许多奶酪.
The next stop is Germany.
下一站是德国.
In Germany, she visits many old castles.
在德国, 她参观了许多古老的城堡.
She also tries authentic German sausages.
她也尝试了地道的德国香肠.
Then, Anna continues to Switzerland.
然后, 安娜继续前往瑞士.
In Switzerland, she admires the beautiful mountains.
她在瑞士欣赏美丽的山脉.
She especially loves taking the train through the Alps.
她特别喜欢乘坐火车穿越阿尔卑斯山.
The next stop is Italy.
下一站是意大利.
In Italy, she falls in love with pasta.
在意大利, 她爱上了意大利面.
She rides a bicycle on the streets of Italy.
她在意大利的街道上骑自行车.
Finally, she returns to the train to continue her journey.
最后, 她回到火车上, 继续她的旅程.
Marcus plans a big shopping spree in the lively city center.
马克思计划在热闹的市中心购物.
He learns how to compare prices, find special offers, and what to consider to make the best deals.
他学习如何比较价格,寻找特价商品,以及为了获得最好的交易应该注意什么.
On Saturday morning, Marcus wakes up early, full of anticipation.
星期六早上, 马克思早早起床, 充满期待的心情.
First, he prepares a shopping list for the day.
他首先为这一天准备了一份购物清单。
Then, he decides to use public transportation.
随后，他决定用公共交通工具出行。
The city center's stations are crowded, and he quickly blends in.
市区的车站到处都是人，他很快融入了人群。
His first stop is the market, where stalls offer a wide variety.
他的第一站是市集，那里的摊位五花八门。
He sees a jacket and decides to come back later.
他看到了一条夹克，决定稍后再来。
Next, he visits a chain store that carries his favorite brand.
接下来的一站是一家连锁店，那里有他最喜欢的品牌。
He skillfully finds some items on sale.
他巧妙地发现了一些打折商品。
Satisfied, he buys a pair of pants and a shirt.
满意地，他买了一条裤子和一件衬衫。
After leaving the store, he decides to find a place to have coffee.
离开商店后，他决定找个地方喝杯咖啡。
He chooses a nearby cafe and sits down to rest.
他选择了家附近的咖啡馆，坐下来休息。
After finishing his coffee, he starts planning his next activities.
喝完咖啡，他开始计划接下来的活动。
He wants to have another look at that jacket.
他想要去看看那件夹克。
He returns to the market and finds the stall.
他回到集市，并找到摊位。
After a closer look, he decides to buy the jacket.
仔细看过之后，他决定买下夹克。
Feeling accomplished, he decides to head home.
收获满满，他决定回家。
An ordinary day in Emily's life.
一个普通的一天在艾米丽的生活中。
Emily describes her day from her morning coffee to her evening relaxation rituals.
艾米丽描述她的一天，从早晨的咖啡到晚上的放松仪式。
She wakes up at 6 every morning.
她每天早上6点起床。
The seat by the window is her favorite.
靠窗的座位是她的首选。
She spends a few minutes observing the world outside.
她花几分钟观察外面的世界。
Next is her cooking time.
接下来是她的烹饪时间。
She prepares a simple breakfast for herself.
她为自己准备了一个简单的早餐。
She enjoys listening to light music.
她喜欢听轻音乐。
Afterwards, she starts work, usually handling emails first.
之后，她开始工作，通常先处理电子邮件。
At lunchtime, she takes a walk in the local park.
午饭时间，她会去当地的公园散步。
Her afternoons are focused on creating project solutions.
她的下午专注于创建项目解决方案。
In the evening, she enjoys reading or journaling.
晚上，她喜欢看书或写日记。
Her night ends with organizing plans for the next day.
她的夜晚以整理第二天的计划告终。
She strives to maintain a simple yet efficient lifestyle.
她努力保持简单但高效的生活方式。
This allows her to get the most out of each day.
这让她便能从每一天中获取最大收益。
A week in the life of a city dweller.
一个城市居民生活的一周。
This detailed narrative describes a week in the life of Thomas, a city dweller.
这个详细的叙述描述了托马斯，一个城市居民的一周生活。
It illuminates complex daily challenges, showcasing how he integrates work, family, and leisure activities.
他揭示了复杂的日常挑战，并展示了他如何将工作、家庭和休闲活动结合起来。
On Monday morning, Thomas wakes before dawn when the sky is just turning gray.
周一早晨，托马斯在黎明前醒来，天刚蒙蒙亮。
He is keen on morning exercise as it energizes him and clears his mind.
他热衷于晨练，因为他让他精力充沛，思维清晰。
Sunflowers bloom outside his window, greeting the new morning.
向日葵在他的窗户前绽放，迎接新的早晨。
His commute from the apartment to the office is lengthy.
从他的公寓到办公室，他面临长途通勤。
On the subway, he often reads to pass the time.
在地铁上，他经常阅读来打发时间。
On Tuesday evening, he attended an industry seminar.
周二晚上，他参加了一个行业会议。
Afterward, he enjoyed a brief walk through the city's nightscape.
会议后， 他享受着短暂的城市夜景散步。
As Wednesday unfolds, work pressures begin to mount.
随着周三的到来，工作压力开始增加。
Thomas stays organized through a rigorous schedule.
托马斯通过严格的日程安排保持井然有序。
He strives to balance project deadlines and unresolved issues.
他努力平衡项目截止日期和未解决的问题。
Thursday evening, he shares dinner with his family, enjoying quality time together.
周四晚上，他与家人共进晚餐，共度美好时光。
They discuss the week's experiences, unwinding together.
他们谈论一周的经历，放松身心。
Friday symbolizes the week's end.
周五象征着一周的结束。
Thomas reflects on his achievements and unfinished plans.
托马斯反思他的成就和未完成的计划。
Saturday is dedicated to relaxation and family activities.
周六是放松和家庭活动的时光。
Thomas and his family explore the city's parks and museums.
托马斯和他的家人探索城市的公园和博物馆。
As Sunday arrives, he prepares for a new journey.
随着周日的到来，他准备迎接新的旅程。